Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You tuned in to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship broadcast. I'm your host on Friday night.
Man, I just want to welcome everyone to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Abrams, and tonight we're going to re-listen to the broadcast with Apostle Dr. Mays, Anthony T. Mays, out of the National Harbor, and he will be live around 8:30. He'll be back on the air, but I just want to reiterate last week's broadcast. Very powerful, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. have your call. Keep me holy.
Amen. Welcome. Welcome again to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. I am your host tonight. I am Archbishop Marcia Karen Abrams. And we just have a special guest tonight that will be broadcasting from our station. Amen. Every Thursday night, starting at 7 p.m. And I want to welcome to one and welcome to all of the Apostle Dr. Anthony Mays out of the National Harbor, Washington, D.C. region. And we just thank God for them and him. And we want to say blessings and praise to his wife, the First Lady. Amen. And we just want to welcome you all to this segment of the My King's Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. And as I said, we have a special guest, and we'll be introducing him to you all as soon as he, you know, signs in tonight. Amen. I want to, you know, tell you a little bit about him after we start with prayer as well as scripture reading, and we'll introduce him. And if it's God's perfect will, we're just going to let the Holy Spirit rule and super rule in tonight's broadcast. Amen. And this segment that says the Holy Spirit sees fit. Amen. Amen. So, again, let us begin with prayer. Father God, I thank you, Father, for this day. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Father. We really appreciate you, Lord God, for this day and day that you have blessed us, Lord God, to be here, Lord God, to speak to your people everywhere. At the sound of my voice, Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God, that you bless them through another day, Lord God. Some had to go through various storms and diverse temptations and various situations, Lord God, that they had they didn't ask for it to come, but it came. So we pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you have all power in your hand, and you have power over their situations right now. So I want to thank you, Father, for just another wonderful day in that we have to praise and worship your name. So in this house, Lord God, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. I really appreciate you, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, that you just bless this broadcast, Lord God, as we introduce to some and to all our own apostle, Dr. Anthony Mays. We ask, Lord God, that you bless him, Lord God, as he brings the word to the people of God, Lord God, as you so see fit for him to do. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you'll heal and deliver those as they hear the word, that the word as it comes forward will be a blessing to many, Lord God. We really want to tell you we appreciate you, Lord God. Amen. Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you, you know, bring the Holy Spirit into this broadcast as well. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, again, will rule and super rule on tonight's message, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you will get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor which you so richly deserve. And we ask that the holy angels of God to be summoned, Lord God, on our behalf to protect all those righteous men and women of God that surrounds us, Lord God, and here in this studio where I am in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and want to bless those in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as well, and all 50 states of the United States of America. We want to send forth the angelic beings to protect all those that are in right standing with you, Lord God, that I thank you, Lord God, for bearing them up into the angelic beings' hands and protecting them so that they won't dash their feet against the stone. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight's broadcast again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, also for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. I thank you so much, Father, for that precious blood, hallelujah, that washes away all of our sin and all of our unrighteousness. You know, and he died for us, and that because of that, we now can call you our Father. We can come to you with our prayer requests and petitions. Oh, Lord God, bless us today in Jesus' precious, holy, and righteous name. Angels of God, I command that you protect the north, the south, the east, the west, the northeast, the southeast, the northwest, and the southwest, to protect the communication lines that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep this everything up and alive. No weapon to form against our broadcast tonight shall prosper. We want our telephone lines to all be opened, our internet line to be clear, that everyone will hear clearly the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The angels go forward to do and to protect. Do your perfect will here on earth on and on your behalf for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them. In Jesus' precious holy name. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading that I read each and every day before we start our broadcast is found in Psalms 91. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. For the thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Amen.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Already you're hearing Psalms 91, the word of God for the people of God from the King James Version. Amen. Hallelujah. And again, we just wanted to let everyone know tonight we have a special guest, and we are waiting for Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays from the Harbor and out of the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan area and the Maryland area, you know.
Okay.
And we just expect in a miracle, you know, from God today as he will come to us and talk about his ministry and his radio at WPGR-TV. And we just thank God also for what they're doing there in the metropolitan area, and that he's going to be a part of My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network.
Amen.
So very excited about how God is blessing us. I just want to do a few announcements until he arrives.
Okay.
Amen. And then I'll go into scripture, and I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit move, rule and superrule, and bring about, you know, what God wants the people of God to hear tonight.
Okay.
Amen. So you can listen to our lineup each and every day. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also streaming live on My Kings TV via our website. Amen. And Dr. Mays is going to be one of our special guests and having his own television program on My King's TV. Amen. So I'm very excited about the men of God that are coming forward. But every Monday night, you can listen in to hear Minister Monica St. Hill Morton from Augusta, Georgia, with her show called Tell Them. On Tuesday morning, beginning on the 23rd, you'll be hearing from Apostle Dallas
Miller out of Decatur, Illinois, another minister that is coming forward. He, too, will be on the My Kings TV radio broadcast, as well as My Kings TV out of Decatur, Illinois, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Then on Tuesday night, you hear myself, Archbishop Abrams, with my show that's called Chicana Glory, and it's time to pray at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday night, we have, again, another show that I host for scripture reading, and that's, again, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Thursday, we're going to have our very own apostle, amen, Dr. Anthony T. Mays.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Mays. Really, thank you for coming on board. And every Thursday night, you'll be coming to us live for 3 hours, you know, talking whatever God is, you know, in his hands to bring to you, and also talking from WPGR-TV. So I want to tell all of my Blog Talk listeners, all of you that have been so faithful to me, to please be attentive to what he has to say, because he's bringing the word of God to you. Then every Friday night, we have Reverend Lonnie Dyer out of Charlotte, North Carolina, amen, with his show called Thy Word, Give It Light. On Saturday at 3 p.m., I come back for another segment of Stop and Listen. And at 7 p.m., we have our own Apostle Bishop Dr. Charlin M.B. Abrams, senior. That's my husband. He'll come to you with Sword of the Spirit radio broadcast at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And then Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we're live again with Breakfast with the King. Amen. And we're streaming live both Saturdays and Sundays, so you can see us on the web and on all of our affiliate television networks. You'll be able to see our shows on Saturdays and Sundays. Sunday night at 7 p.m., Dr. Abrams come back with another segment of Spiritual Warfare Advanced Training. Amen. So he's coming from his book as well as the Word of God. So please tune in to our lineup each and every day. And we just want to also ask you, if you're interested in being on My Kings TV and bringing the Word of God, the pure, unadulterated Word of God, we welcome you all to come on and be on board, amen, as God is just taking this train to the next level. This is a new way of television, amen. We're streaming live over the Internet, amen, with our two satellites, Galaxy 13 as well as Galaxy 21, amen, and all of our affiliate television networks that we will be working with, you know. So we want you all to just tune in and see what God is doing. You know, he's doing an awesome thing. And now we have one of our very first clients, Dr. Mays, on the line with us. And Dr. Mays, we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. You're going to be our special guest today, and I want to help you a little bit, but I want you to let the Holy Spirit just take over and take full control and just have its way in your life as you bring the word to the people of God. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Pretty good, Dr. Abrams.
God is so marvelous in my life.
Yeah.
All I can do is give him glory.
That's all I can give, yeah.
And I'm following your lead because this is my first time on, and I'm a talker and what have you, but I like to share, amen, about how excited I am to be with My King TV. Amen. I'm excited. A dream that I've had for years. I gave presentations about how we were going to build this system to be on our worldwide network. And then you called me up and gave me the identical description of what we wanted to do.
Amen.
And I just give God glory and honor to know that you have a vision that's within a vision, you know. And I often think about the vision when people, God is giving you something to do. You need provision. But whenever you have that vision, your faith has to walk out toward the vision or toward the provision, and your faith connects with the provision, and now the provision joins your faith where you are and make it happen. Wow.
Amen.
That's what you did. That's what you did, Archbishop. You went into my vision. Yeah.
Amen.
You went into my vision, the vision that God gave me. And I didn't have all that money that it would have cost me to build what you've already built.
Amen.
And what God did, he said, let me get in your business. I see you operating in faith.
Yes.
So now I'm gonna release the provision out to match up with your faith. I'm gonna use the woman and man of God in order to do that. And I've been rejoicing ever since day one that you called.
That was last Friday. That was last Monday or something, I think it was.
Yeah, you know, it's been day and night I've been rejoicing. And I'm excited. Well, to let the other folks know, Facebook, who I am, I'm Apostle Dr. Anthony Mazar. I'm the apostle over Faith Deliverance Breakthrough Ministries worldwide, about 1,100 churches, and some of them are trying to get on, and I needed to know how they could get on, but you can let me know that later. And
okay.
I'm the CEO of WPGR, World Power Gospel Radio. We go all over the world, but now we have another way that we can get all over the world by television, internet television, and that's the most powerful vehicle now that is really going on. And Bishop, the thing that I noticed is that God is giving us technology to take the airways back for the kingdom of God. And what you have here is so awesome. Now, let me go back to WPGR. You can listen to it by www.wpgr.tv. And then you see a little sign that says listen live. It's blinking. Click on that, and you can hear doubts for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, preaching, teaching, testifying, and also just gospel music, singing, and we got variety of music, all races. We're not prejudiced. If it's gospel and it's got a good story, we want it out there. And you can also go radio by phone. That's 213-992-4394. By your cell phone, house phone, bicycle phone, tricycle phone, any kind of phone that you got that's a real phone, you can listen to God for 24 hours a day.
Amen. That's awesome.
We're cooking about 1 million listeners, but now God is bringing us to another level.
Thank
with
you,
my God. TV that we can now shut the devil out completely. We had it almost shut up before, but there's a little lady, Archbishop Karen Adams. Abram, thank you. Open up, and the next thing I knew that she gave another avenue that we can deliver the gospel. We're looking at over 1,200 souls every 24 hours that are reported to me through the system that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that. My desire is souls, winning souls for Christ. And listen to this now. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, he says, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Now, that eliminates anyone else from having that power. So, therefore, how did Archbishop and her husband and all of us listeners get the power. Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give unto you this power. Glory, God, I'm getting drunk while I'm driving. This power that was given to me by the Father, now I give it to you. Then we go back to the 19th verse. He said, now go ye into all the world and preach, proclaim, teach the gospel. The gospel transforms people's minds. And Bishop, I hope you don't mind me saying Bishop. If that's okay, I'll have your permission to say when God said go, he means with the authority, with my authority, with the power, the dunamis power that my Father has given me, you go with that power. And when you go with that power, you're going to make a difference. And there's a lot of folks that are preaching a sermon every Sunday. That's why you see folks come to church and they're full of the devil, and they leave church full of the devil. The only difference is they've sweated up their suits and ties that they don't spend a lot of money for, and they're coming out of church the same way they went in. Because people are preaching sermons. And as I teach, I'm the president of Breakthrough Bible College also, and I teach hermeneutics and how to study the Bible, those kind of things. And I teach them the difference between a sermon and a message. Most people would say a sermon and a message is the same thing. But I noticed one thing, that a sermon is just information. Outline information, part 1, 2, and 3. But a message is straight from the heart of God through the mouth of God into our heart and out of our mouth direct to the heart. So it transforms. So the difference between a sermon is just information. But when you get to a message, it's transformation. Amen. Transformation. It's transforming. You ever heard of a drunk coming to church drunk? Never take another drink in their lives, because a message came direct from the heart of God, the mouth of God. Now it transforms the hearts of God's people. And that's what I like. I like to see a change take place. Oh, God, hallelujah. Come on, Archbishop. Interject something in there. I just love it. Because I know you got something to interject.
Yes, sir. Well, you said to let the people know how to hear you tonight and how to call in, and so I'm just going to go ahead and give those types of information. We do have a lot of people, guests, that has checked into the chat room via the Internet, but you also can call in. Our special guest speaker, the same line, your people can also call in, and the number is 347-539-5669, and they'll be able to hear you live while you're speaking each and every Thursday night while you'll be on the air. They can also call into our conference line, because our conference line holds about 1,000 callers, and that number is 712-432-0900, and the PIN number for that conference line is, I believe it's 6. Oh, I have to get the PIN number. I'll come back with the PIN number. But they can call in on the conference line, and they can call in on the Blog Talk line directly, and they'll be able to hear you. They can also surf the web by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG, and they would click on your show, because your show is entitled, the title of your radio and television symbol, WPGR-TV. So they'll be able to see the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, WPGR, and with My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and Apostle Dr. Anthony Mays. And they can click on it. They can also go back into the archive and hear this broadcast again over and over and over again. And they can, you know, download it, email it, Twitter it to make it even more viral. So you really will be, you know, what you're saying tonight, Apostle, more people will be listening to it. It's just amazing to me how many people are online listening to the Word of God, and all they want is the truth. They just want to hear the Word. They don't want nonsense anymore. They're tired of nonsense, as you said. They want to change, and you're hitting it, you know, point blank. And that's what we want, you know, with My Kings TV, the pure, unadulterated Word of God going forth, and no nonsense, no more nonsense. We're not playing with this thing, because the devil wants to steal, right, to kill and to destroy. And that's what he does. He steals, kills, and destroys. And he's very good at his job. But it's for us as radio personalities and television personalities that God has given us this stewardship over now, right, is to take this thing by storm. And, yes, you are at a different level now, because not only, you know, we're bringing the television to the nations, the Word of God, but we'll be able to get in the helicopters and fly to every country around the world and film them and they're live streaming while we're there in their country, you know, and ministering to people and healing and delivering. So it's really powerful, and people will be able to see what we're doing. And as we're moving, we'll be able to take each one of your, you said you had, 11,000 churches? We'll be able to go to every single one of them, film them, and live stream, you know, 24/7. They'll be able to be seen on TV and see themselves, you know, while we're there. So this is just an awesome opportunity, what God is doing. So all of your vision that you've had for all those years, I was just talking about it and prophesying to many, saying that God has given you a creative talent, and it's for you to implement that talent. As Habakkuk, you know, he told Habakkuk, you know, instead of folding your hands, write that vision and implement it, walk in it, you know? Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I love it. I love it, because without a vision, the people perish. And as long as we got a vision, God will provide. He will give us provision.
Yes.
And I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And you know, we were saying that Jesus said, all power was given to me. If the believers can get with Jesus and agree with him about the power that he has released to us, power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and those kind of things, then guess what? We will not be walking around scared of the devil.
Okay.
We need to understand that Jesus didn't die on the cross just for us to be afraid of the devil, or
right,
to let the devil intimidate us. The Bible says the thief coming out, like you say, kill, steal, and destroy. And he says that the devil is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. So in other words, when I walk in churches, you won't hear a lot of me. I bind the devil, I rebuke the devil. You don't hear a lot of that with me, because the devil does not belong in the church. And, if when I walk in, because of the power that Jesus have given unto me, amen, same power that his Father gave, that the Father gave to Jesus, now that power rests and rules, abides in me. And if it abides in me, when I walk into a building, the devil understands, oh, God, that dude is in the house with that power.
Amen.
So we have to build a reputation and let the enemy know that I do have a bad reputation, and the reputation is, devil, you better look out, because I do have the power, I do have the authority, amen, over you. So, so therefore, if I walk in that power that Jesus has given me, Apostle, I'm going to walk inside, because my battery is running a little low. If I
have
to go off, I'm coming right back home.
And I'll give some more announcements so they'll know exactly who is who is calling in and who is talking to them today. Again, you're listening to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Abram. But Thursday nights from now on will be our host will be Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays out of the harbor there in Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And he has his own television network, which is WPGR-TV. And he is lining up with My Kings TV. He will also be shown streaming live on Thursday nights as well as we prepare for him and his broadcast. So while you'll hear him on blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. You'll also be able to see him on our website, streaming live, amen, in our website. So you will be able to see all of our streaming live 24-hour program as we're, you know, loading up films. Our website is my-kings-service-tv-news-worldwide-network.com. So basically, My King's Service TV News Worldwide Network.com. But we'll have a plethora of many churches and many ministries, men and women of God, children, boys and girls, dancers, singers, coming to the table with their creative talents to be on My King's TV. We have a lineup, we have Apostle. Dallas Miller out of Decatur, Illinois, who will be coming to you live on Tuesday mornings as well on Blog Talk Radio, as well as he will be streaming live on our television network. So many men of, and bishops, of, you know, men and women of God, they're coming forward. We have Bishop McFall. He's our next heavy hitter that's coming on My Kings TV, and there will be so many hosts of men and women of God coming forward with the word. So please tune into our broadcast. You don't want to miss a second because this is where the blessings are at. I'm telling you, the blessings might be over there where you are, but I'm telling you, miracles are happening right here at My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. And if you want to be healed and delivered and set free, you need to come on board and join this network because we're moving in the name of the Lord with power. Amen. So you can call in to the broadcast if you want to hear the man or woman of God speaking very clearly while we're live on the air. The phone number is 347-539-5669. Again, that number is 347-539-5669. And our conference call-in line, we have two of them, but the main one is 712-432-0900, PIN number 263-660-pound. Again, the conference call-in line is 712-432-0900, PIN number 263-660-pound. And you can also hit us up with Skype, if you have Skype, from all over the world, by going to freeconferencing.712-432-0900, and you'll be able to be online with us, as well as, you know, via the Blog Talk Radio. We have Skype there as well. Amen. If you want to email me, if you're interested in being on the My Kings TV, just email mkspcg1@gmail.com. You can send us a fax with your prayer request to 877-707-4477. Now, when Dr. Mays returns back to the broadcast, he's also going to tell you about his program there in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area at WPGR-TV. Amen. Dr. Mays, are you back?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll give you at the top of the hour, you know, I will play some music for you to have a break as well. And, you know, you can run with the show as God gives it to you tonight, you know. I'm just here to help you. It's your show. Amen.
I like what you're doing. I need that because I like to be in compliance with the Holy Ghost. And also I have my vice president, Julia Doctor, on the line. And she's enjoying it also.
Amen.
Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Mays. Hello, everyone. It is definitely a pleasure being online. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Again, our radio station is WPGR.TV. I put that dot in there in order to get it, you know. and you know, Apostle, I just keep wanting to say Apostle. So
forgive me. My husband is Apostle, okay. Abram.
All right. So I'm still in the family.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, they can always get us at www.wpgr.tv. And we're going to get Archbishop and her husband on the radio station because they are putting us out there on the television. Amen. And God is doing, my vice president, Minister Jay Dawkins, we've just been overwhelmed. I took her through some things today as to what the Lord is doing, and she was like, wow. She even said it backwards.
You say wow backwards?
I say he's blessing us, just so quickly. You know, it's amazing. And we shouldn't be amazed what God does, but sometimes he does. He just have me a son of things he's doing for WPGR.
Amen.
Amen. And you know the Lord shared this with us in his word. He said he shall supply our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that's what he said, that's what he's doing. He's making us the head and not the tail, the lenders and not the borrowers. And we just bless God for what this woman of God is doing and woman, the man of God is doing for us, amen, they could be just spotlighting themselves and themselves only. But thank you to God that they're opening up the airways by television, amen, and I'm just elated to be a part of it. I just bumped into my wife and she's eating a cereal. So, anyway, thank God the Syria didn't get on me. but we are so elated to do that. We say that Jesus gave us power, amen, power to tread upon serpents. And he gave us even Deuteronomy, he gave us power to get wealth. And I believe that the kingdom of God now is our time to go to the front line and to let the world know that we have a living God. We have a God that can provide everything for us. And I want to prophesy to My King TV that God is going to provide everything that My King TV needs. And it's not going to be any lack. It's not going to add no sorrow to it. And so we need, you know, it's, as David said, I'm just sort of moving in a direction here. David said in Psalm 34, verses 8, he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Amen? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the one that's in charge, the one that can provide everything for us, is good for what he said. Not just tasting good, but he's just good for every word that he has promised us. And I love what David did. Every time he got in trouble, he began to soothe God with some very powerful songs. And he sang those songs. He says, "I will bless the Lord." Verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Now, how can you bless the Lord at all times? Seems like you should get tired. But he said, "This praise shall continually be in my mouth." In other words, there's something down on the inside of me keeps flowing out of my mouth. And when it's flowing out of my mouth, hallelujah, amen, I'll begin to do stuff like my soul will make a boast in the Lord. I'll brag on God and what he's done, you know, and let the humble hear and be glad. But in the third verse, he says, in other words, this old taste and see, the Greek word for taste, you know, the Greek word for taste, nostrima, Nusima. Nusima means, yes, I taste your cooking, mama, but it needs some more salt in it. Nusima. Yeah, it need a little more salt in it. But all of a sudden, when mama finished with it, you go and taste that food, and you say, now, it is absolutely fantabulous and delicious. Well, when we taste the Lord a little bit, is that Nusima, there's still something missing. Still something missing. When we say we taste the Lord and we don't know how good He is, how good His Word is, you know. So we just in and out get in that. But when we taste Him and we are absolutely satisfied with what He is, who He is to us, then it goes Nusima. Nusima means that I'm pleased with God. There's nothing else I need to have, because God is my all in all. Everything I need, everything I desire is in Him.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
And He says, because of that, you can magnify the Lord with me. First of all, you're going to brag on Him. You're going to boast in the Lord. You're going to boast in the Lord. You're not boasting about the Lord, but you're boasting in the Lord, because all of Him is inside of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now you're boasting in it, and then your soul is making that boast. And when you do that in verse 3, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now, when you use a magnifying glass, you see all the little specks, all the little dots, all the periods and commas, and any dust, you're going to see dust. See, when we magnify the Lord, we're going to see the love. We're going to see the joy. We're going to see the peace. We're going to see the provision. We're going to see the faith. We're going to see all of that is in the Lord. Once we see all of that, in German, I speak 15 languages, but in German, when you greet somebody during the top of the day, you say, Gross Gott. Gross Gott. Gross Gott, when I was teaching at Howard University, every time I get on that phrase, Gross Gott, I'd shout hallelujah. Because what that means is He is a big God, and everything that anybody would ever need is in God, and God wants it to be in us. So when we see and we say, Gross Gott, that means everything that I would ever need in a lifetime is in God. Oh, God. So I don't need to go to another place. I've tasted. I've done no stima. I'm satisfied with me, pleased with me. And then he says, oh, magnify the Lord. Now I'm going to show everybody really who he is, show him how great he is, how marvelous he is. And then we're going to exalt his name together, because I've shown it to someone else. And now, guess what? Praise God. Now, somebody else is going to get excited about it, like Jay Doctor got excited about the radio, WPGR.TV. And then when I gave her the presentation the other night, she got the other day, yesterday, I went over today. She got excited even more about my TV.
I said, now go get off to the line. Yes, Dr. Hayes.
Go ahead.
It's saying that, you know, I always just say that there's nothing impossible with Him. We all come together to share what God and what God has given us, and we come together and make it in unity, bringing it all together that we can do for His kingdom, to bring things and be able to work together as one. Because He is, you know, He is love. He wants us to be the light, to shine, to be a, you know, another thing that comes to my mind as I was talking is basically that we should be not only a talker, but a doer of the word. You know, being a doer, go out there and basically show, be the light. You know, as Archbishop, you know, gave us the opportunity tonight, which is I am so honored to be able to share what WPGR is doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm live on the air, Evangelist.
I found the gold one. Did you want gold?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. But be able to share what World Power Gospel Radio Station is doing, and we want all the listeners and all the viewers that's on the line today to know that we want to spread good news, tell people about the good news that they can be delivered, that they can basically, you know, get what God has given to them. Because we all have a story to tell. We might not think we have a story, but we all got a story to tell. And World Power Gospel Radio Station give you the avenue to tell your story. Tell your story. We want to reach every household, every, you know, go into your home and sit with you. And when you hurt, we want to have a place that you can come to and share. Just like we have prison ministry on the station, we have helping the children. So we all want to network. So when people have a problem or a concern, that they don't feel like they're going to get an answer saying that, you know, go pray. Prayer. I'm not saying prayer is not good, because that's what we should do all the time. But Jesus, when he did it, he also satisfied your needs. You know, he gave you. You come to him for, you were sick, he healed you. You know, so we, World Power Gospel Radio Station, we all have an avenue where if they need something, that we have the connection that says, go there. And that's what World Power does. We want to spread the good news, because you can get the bad news on ABC, NBC, and all that stuff. But we got to go spread the good news. And that's what we all about, World Power Gospel. It's all around the world. We've got representatives in different states, you know, Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, whatever state that you are in, you can find a representative of World Power Gospel Radio Station. You can find someone that you can talk to. That if you need prayer, you can pick up the phone and give them a call, you know? So that's what we all about. We want to be a radio station that they say one shop, but we want to come in. We want to be in unity, that you can come and feel like your needs is being met. Like in the prison ministry, we want them. You know, not only that, when they out there, we want to save your souls. But you know, everybody's not at the same level. Right. Everybody's at a different level, and we want to reach you whatever level you are. You know, maybe we can't say go pray. Because you've been saying, well, I don't even know how to pray, you know. But I need advice. I need you to help me. I need some clothes. I need food. I need this. You know, we want to reach you wherever level you are. And that's what WPGR and Dr. May's vision is. It's spreading the good news. And if you need anything, give us a call. You know, you can reach us so many different ways. You can reach us by downloading the app. You can reach us by by computer. For the senior citizen, we can reach us by, you know, radio by phone. You just call up on your land phone, on your cell phone, or whatever. So we try to make it convenient so that everyone can actually listen to the radio station. Everyone can actually get on the radio station. Make it affordable as well.
Okay. And yeah, those phone numbers that they could, you know, because you shared, you touched on prison ministry, the seniors, and many other, you know, people that need food and so forth. How can they reach you? Could you give us that information?
Okay. Sure. For the seniors, basically the number that they, well, actually, not only the seniors, one thing, let me just say this, the radio by phone, anybody can use the land phone or your cell phone or whatever, but that's 213-992-4394. Again, that's 213-992-4394. That's the radio by phone. You can dial that and listen to the radio live. Because a lot of times people, the seniors might not know how to use the computer, things like that. So we want to make sure that they can get the message, transform their life. Because we want to transform everybody's life. We don't want you to stay where you are. It's about moving to the next level. Wherever level you are, you can move to the next level. That's what we prepare is to tell you the truth. And we have speakers that will come on there. We have preachers. We have writers, authors that comes on there that can tell you how to go to the next level. Another thing, the regular phone number, if you need prayer or you just need someone to talk to, you dial 301-836-5570. I'll repeat that again, 301-836-5570. And then if you just want to get an operator, you know, you get a voicemail, you need to speak to someone, I'll give you another number. I know these are a lot of numbers, but, you know, we want to make sure that you get in contact with somebody. You know, you don't have to just say, I couldn't reach you. So another number is 240-273-3260. 240-273-3260. So those are some of the numbers that you can reach us if you need prayer. And we got so many different things going on at WCGR. Different days, we got different things going on. Like Saturday is our youth day. The youth day. You know, we have the term, I'm trying to think of the term that the young people use, because I'm from the old school. but you know, the go-go, kind of like, you know, the other type of contemporary music that young people like, that's on Saturday. And then on Wednesday, all day Wednesday, we have prayer day. You know, we want to, you know, pray for the nation, pray for people, just the same. People can call in if they need prayer, and they will have somebody to pray. And then also on Tuesday, we have, you know, comedy night that you can laugh. Because laugh is good for your soul. So we just don't want to just, you know, give you all words, but we give you a variety of different things. And then, as I mentioned too, we have prison ministry that's going on as well on Thursday night. And we have a great show. All the shows are great, but I just think about the young people that reading for Jesus, where your child, 3 years and 4 years old, can learn how to read, you know, from a school teacher, Dr. Edwards. She have a program on there that you can learn how to teach your children good information within, I think it's within several hours. So, you know, we've got so many information out there on our webcaster. It's teaching and it's transforming people's lives. So WorldPower is open 24-7, 365 days. So you can reach us at any, you know, it's open all the time. And then you can go on our web. You go on the web, we have things from the different states telling you what is going on in the different states. So you go to our website, it talks about the program guide, it talks about the different artists that we have on there. Because we also, another thing, I can go on and on and on and on about World Power because there's so many good avenues that you can use for the for artists that want to get the music out there, that want to, people to hear, you know, local artists, you know, the national artists, it's easy for them to get out there on, you know, these large radio stations, 104 and, you know, all these other things. And I don't want to keep calling names by name, but basically we make an avenue for local artists in your state that you can get your music out there so people can hear your music as well. So it's so many different things that World Power Gospel Radio Station does for individuals. But the main thing is we want to transform your life, tell you that you don't have to stay where you are. God said, be a light, be the head, not the tail. And that's what we try to do on World Power Gospel Radio.
And what was that website? What was that website that those that understand the internet and stuff, how can they reach you by the internet or an email address as well?
Sure. The website is www.wpgr.tv. Again, www.wpgr.tv. That's where you can reach us by computer. There was a note that came to mind when you mentioned how to reach by by computer, and it just totally slipped. I had one of the most senior moments at that moment. But yeah, please go and check us out on the website and see the things. The other thing I wanted to mention, we go and also be friends with us on Facebook. We have it on Facebook, WTGR Radio Now. And then also follow us on Twitter. Connect with us those ways through the social network as well. So Facebook and Twitter also. So please go ahead and be friends with us.
Amen. And now you're going to be a part of Mike King's TV, which will pull you out of the portal. 7, 5, 5, 5, 5, amen, at 7 p.m. And 24/7 live, amen. We can stream all your churches, amen, live, amen. And all of our affiliates will show your ministry off and other ministries, amen. Same principle that you have. God is so good to his children, you know. God is so good with children. You know, we're King's kids. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Archbishop, we have already been praising you guys already. We had several of our guests came in today, and we was talking about this hour today. So we already spreading the good news about you and about your network. So we are just honored. And I'm just so excited. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but if you had a little webcam on me right there, you'll see me doing some cartwheels.
And so that's what we're going to do. At 7 o'clock, you'll be live. So it's going to pick up high definition. It's going to pick up everything, every idea. I'm serious, God. It's so good. And the satellite, too. The satellite's going to be streaming you.
I'm going to call my
hair. That means when I come on, I better be dressed up with
sharp. It'll pick up every hair follicles, okay?
Oh,
God is good.
God
is good.
You know, I can't
keep up with them. Oh, my God. Go ahead, Dr. Lee. I'm sorry.
I want to add on. Everybody that's listening know that J. Doctor really worked for her money. And I think she's asking, Archbishop, I think she's asking for another pay raise.
It's easy because where can you really go and work and do something that you love doing? Not too many can say you love what they do, but being able to talk about someone that makes you happy, someone that brings joy in your life, and even through the midst of a storm, you know you're going to go through it, and he never leaves you. He never leaves you. He's always there. You can talk to him anywhere, and, you know, in the car, you know, on the bed, you know, in the carpet, anywhere, just like I'm talking to you this evening. He's awesome. So I praise him.
And you know what, Jerry, listeners, a lot of people think that you cannot talk to God. You cannot because you're too big and you're too little. Paul said in Romans 12, verse 1 through 3, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body to live as sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. But he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to renew our mind. Some people say, why do you want television? Why do you want all that stuff? Well, it's time that we get the word out. All of us on this line, we don't have enough time to take our time and get the word around. We need the vehicle, My King TV, WTDR. We need it out there. And Archbishop, the other thing is every listener, I don't care how many it is, can listen to WPGR, and then I'm going to extend it to My King TV.
We're going to give you
a 3-day, 2-night vacation in a 3, 4, and 5-star living accommodation. And the Archbishop will give her number. Yeah, you gave those numbers that they can call. Let me put this out there. You can go on www.gfnoinc.com and use my ID code 10020.
Mm-hmm.
And that will authorize you to get.
Repeat that again, Dr. Dave.
Okay, www.g as in God, F as in Frank, N as in November, O as in Oscar, INC.
Okay.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And use my ID code 10020.
Mm-hmm.
And in the remarks column, that's where you want to put that ID number, in the remarks column. Your registration fee is only $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
You go on there and you use that code and you get your 3-day, 2-night vacation. Let me name some of the places. There's 18 destinations. Las Vegas, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
Daytona Beach, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Hilton Head, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Honolulu, Hawaii, Mexico, and many the Atlantic City, Williamsburg, Virginia, all of those, and there's many more that's on there. But when you go on that website, I'm going to give it again. That's www. If you are listeners of MyKingTV or WPGR.TV, you can get your 3-day, 2-night, and all you got to do is get to the location, your registration fee of $39.99, and then it'll send you your vacation to your house. You call in and set the appointment as to when you want to go, when you're going to arrive, and they'll be there. Again,
exactly. Could I just say one thing?
Sure.
You do not have to go through presentation. You do not have to go through a presentation. Just want to mention that. And another thing I just want to mention, too, this is helping when you do use that $39.99, this helps other people. It's people helping people. It's helping children.
Hour so that you guys can, you know, kind of like, you know, fan or something and get some water, some coffee. Because I hear your excitement, you know, and the people that are listening on the Blog Talk Radio, I just thank God for their vision, you know, because it was the founder of Blog Talk Radio's vision that gives the Word of God opportunity to be exploded worldwide web, you know, and they, with no apologies, you can't, you know, they don't say, oh, you can't say that, you know, they just let us just blast. And they put us as featured hosts on Blog. So we have all the millions and millions and millions of listeners tuning into the Mike King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. So I want everybody to get a chance so that, you know, your excitement, they can hear what God is doing in your life. So I really thank you for, you know, taking the time to stop by. But you're not just stopping by today to be a guest speaker. Well, I'm not letting you get away with that. You're on every Thursday night for 180 minutes, 3 hours. You and Mike, I'm not letting you go. I'm holding you. I'm holding on to the throne here. You know, I'm holding on to the horn and saying, Lord God, I'm not letting him go. In the name of Jesus. And I talked to your wife, too. I said, Dr. Mays, I talked to her. I love her so much. I felt the Spirit of God in her. But a few, you know, because you can tell the chemistry, you know, that God is in it. And she was so excited. And I just say, you know, I'm holding on. I'm not going to let him go. We're going to do this in Jesus' name. I'll slow him down so we can get it, like, get this film going in Jesus' name. Amen. Let you loose on the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to have some music now.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna. If you want to take a break, you have been listening to the Mike King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and our guest speaker is Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays, as well as Julia Doctors. Amen. And we just thank God they're here from the National Harbor out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and you can visit with them on their website at WPG. WRR.TV. Amen. And if you're interested in you know, getting on their program, just give them a call. Check out their website. Amen. And just thank God for them. And as we listen to nobody greater than you, Lord God. We just want to thank you all for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. Amen and amen. All right. We're just going to give you 5 minutes, and then we'll be right back. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Come on, nobody greater.
want to, again, welcome you all for tonight. It's a Thursday night, and we have a special guest, which is Dr. Anthony T. Mays from the National Harbor, and we just thank God for them coming on board with us tonight. And this is actually their show. I was just being courteous and trying to bring and welcome them to this radio broadcast with our listening audience. So I want to turn the mic over to Dr. Mays and Julia, doctors, so that the Lord will just bring them through and, you know, for the rest of the broadcast as the Holy Spirit sees fit. Amen. Dr. Mays, I'm going to turn the mic over to you tonight.
Praise God. I tell you one thing. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be a partner I don't know how we're going to say this, contract partner, fellowship, My Kings TV. I'm just excited.
We're fellowship network. So you know, that includes everyone that wants to, you know, spread the unadulterated word of God, you know, as God has given it to them, you know, to give it to the world. So I think fellowship network is good. Amen.
Well, I just want to say it's a God thing. It's not just a good thing. It's a God thing, and I bless God for that. Because it would cost us millions of dollars just to be on a television program like this. Amen. And I don't take it lightly. I believe God, amen, for just what he has said. And when you talk about fellowship, before I go into another piece of the word, I want to make sure that everybody understands that every time they go on vacation, they're helping a hungry child. They're helping feed a child. They're helping to bless a ministry. They're helping to get the homeless out of their dilemmas out there. And you're helping someone also get off drugs and alcohol. You're helping the youth to get some more training in how they should conduct themselves and those kind of things. We are a real stickler about about our youth, and also you're helping the seniors. Our seniors must be protected even more. And how we're going to do this, we're going to have to all work together in fellowship. Here we go, that fellowship again. Fellows that are worthy to be in the ship, and we just bless God for that. I was thinking something as Archbishop was talking earlier. I thought about the fivefold ministry. How are we going to bring this thing together with the fivefold ministry? And God has brought a nucleus together so that we can now let it be known that we're the head and not the tail. So if we, those of you with your Bibles, if you would look at Ephesians 4 and 11, or we'll probably start up at verse 7, Ephesians 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given the grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. My God, that right there is telling me a whole bunch. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So he went through something to give these gifts unto men. Amen. So it's just like his power. He transferred the gifting to his people and gave gifts unto men. He didn't give them to machines, or he didn't give them to the reptiles, but he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth? So therefore, when he stood up and said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth, he didn't just get it. The Father just gave it to him, but he went through the process. And everything in life
we need to understand that there's a process. It was a process for me to get to My Kings TV because about 10 years ago, I gave PowerPoint presentations about how my television network, bought a whole network, how my television piece was going to be activated. Many obstacles came in my way. Amen. I had people that I could not trust. You know, I can trust Minister Julia Doctor, but there was many that I could not trust. And what happened, God knew what he was doing. While I was there going through with those other folk who I could not trust, then he had Archbishop and Apostle working on the project, the procedure of what I really needed, what God had put in my spirit. He put in my vision to do this, and they were doing it even while I was being challenged. But the reason why I couldn't do it then is because to everything there is a time and a season. And if I had spent millions of dollars to put this same product together, could you imagine where God's money would have been? Now I can channel that money into my TV, My Kings TV, and also in WPGR.TV, and we can now take the airwaves. So therefore, he went through the procedure, and then that's when he gave the power. And then he descended, and said, 10th verse, and he that descended is the same also that ascended up far. My God, my God. Far above all heavens, that he might fulfill, or he might fill all things. Now, the 11th verse is what we are talking about right here on this particular TV radio show, My King's TV radio show. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. So when you look at your right hand, y'all, if you're left-handed, you look at your left hand, you see your thumb, you see the pointer finger, and then your third finger, then the fourth finger and fifth finger. If you go from the thumb on down, he gave some apostles. Apostles are the governors. We are to govern the body, govern the churches, that they will be in alignment with the word of God. Okay? What does governors do in each state? They make sure the laws are followed. They make sure things are going on the up and up in the world. So he gave some, the GFEM. I want to talk about the GFEM. He gave some apostles, they are the governors, and some prophets, they are the ones to guide. They pointed, they guide you with the word from the Lord. And he gave some evangelists. They gather the people so that they can come in and get saved. And then he gave some pastors, which are the guards. They are to guard the sheep, guard the sheep. And then he gave them teachers, which are the groomers. Now, let me go over that again. And he gave some apostles, those are the ones to govern the churches, to make sure that everything that we're doing it according to what the Bible says. The only governor manual that we have is the Holy Bible. We make sure that everyone is flowing with that. Look at here. If we were not flowing, my voice would not be all over the world right now. If we were not flowing, amen, God's way, then there's no way this technology could be going on tonight the way it is. So we got to govern. We got to make sure that everything goes is governed according to the word of God. And then the prophet has to guide. And the only way that the prophets can guide is, number one, they have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does the guiding, just like the governor. The Holy Spirit does the governing of the church. And when the Holy Spirit does the governing of the church, then now the guider can guide. And now we said, and some the prophets, the governors, I mean, the prophets of God and the evangelists, they go out there and evangelize and shake the bushes, and the fruit falls off, and now we can collect the fruit. So they bring them to the house, and when they bring them to the house, now the pastor, shepherd, feed the sheep, nurture them, and protect them, just like David. The sheep, you know, he protected them, he guided them, give them all the things that they need in order to make the mission. So the pastor is the guard, and then the teacher grooms. Break down that word so that we have something to live by. Amen. As long as we can live by the word, then now we can be successful in the word. Amen. Anybody have any questions about the G family or any comments?
No, I'm following you. I'm flowing with it. It's awesome.
Praise God. So now he gave all the fivefold, gave the G family for a particular reason. Now we're going to 12th verse. For this is why he gave the G family, the apostle, the governor, the prophet, the guide, the evangelist, the gatherer, and the pastor, the guard, and the teacher as the groomer, because, number one, for the perfecting of the saints. Now, it seemed like to me when you call a saint, you ought to be perfected. But, amen, he said perfect the saints, perfecting of the saints. They're not perfected, they're being perfecting. Amen, they're perfecting the saints. Number two, so that they can work the ministry. All right? Amen. There's people dying and going to their grave, taking all this wisdom and knowledge and everything to their grave, because the ministry is working them. But we ought to work the ministry. So once we work the ministry, we do what thus saith the Lord, like get on my King's TV, get on WPGR, deliver the word and go all over the world, and now it's going to save souls. So the ministry is worked. You can, for the work of the ministry, all right? Let the ministry work. You bring it out, you unfold it, you pray over it. God gives you revelation, you release it, and it'll work. The ministry will work. You don't have to work the ministry. You don't have to work the ministry. Paul said, you know, we ought to live off the ministry. Now, that doesn't mean go traveling around the world soaking up money and everything on other people. And just living off of them. But what it is let the ministry work. And then if you do this, if the saints are perfected, then the ministry will work. And then if the ministry will work, it will edify the body of Christ. That's powerful. It edifies the body of Christ. And when, it says 13th verse, says till we all come to the unity of the faith. So until we all come to unity of faith, we still need to be perfected. We are being perfected, all right? And so we got to come to the unity of faith. And after we get to the unity of faith, then we can get knowledge. Apostle and Archbishop, they got the knowledge of My King's TV. We have the knowledge of that World Casting Radio Station. Those were. So now we put this unity of faith. When we all come together, there's no way that I could have spent all that money building my own television situation. And now, after I build all of that, then I got to go into learning how to operate it. So when I put when we come to the knowledge of the faith, and guess what happened? Now what happened is. I put the unity of faith to what the Abrams have, I have it. So glory to God. What we have, they have. What all the other fellowship partners have, then we have. All right? So I like that part, knowledge of the Son of God. So we come to the unity, and now we have the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So now we can fully walk in it. Because you sharpen me, I sharpen you, we walk together. Now My Kings TV, WPGR World Power, Gospel Radio, all of that, we put it together. And a lot of folks that are listening to us tonight, you have something that you can add to what Christ have come here and released. And that's a blessing to me. I just wanted to share that, Archbishop. That was burning in my soul.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Well, it's really awesome what you're saying is God is working through all people and bringing us together, amen, for his glory, amen. I love it. I love it. Continue. I love it. I love the teaching.
So therefore, when we come together, when we're unified, the Bible says when there's unity, there is strength. When we have that unity in the body of Christ, then we can do everything Christ died for us to do. We can do everything that he suffered for us to do. And we say that he said that the perfect, we're going to be a perfect man, and until the measure, stature of the fullness of Christ. So we will become fulfillionaires. Amen. There'll be nothing like it. That's very powerful right there. That's somebody trying to get on there. That's a check.
I said, yep. Amen. I think it was amen. It was said, what you're saying, you'd say, instead of saying millionaires or trillionaires, you're saying fulfillionaires. That's awesome.
Dr. Mays is definitely a visionary. There's so many different ways that God used him. So that I'm always feel honored when I'm in his presence because I'm always learning. He's always teaching.
On it with you.
Okay, thank you so
much. I'll be on it with you.
Yes. Archbishop, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're here.
We were just commenting on what you said before in the broadcast.
Praise God. I just really thank God for that. And then he said once we've done it, unity of faith. See, when my faith and faith, oh, good Lord, there's absolutely no way demonic spirits can attack us. We would have to get the knowledge of the Son of God. Then we will walk like the Son of God. Remember when Peter was warming by the wrong fire and they tried to go in and take care of his business. They asked Peter, aren't you with Jesus? And he says, I don't know the man, and said some choice words. But when you have Jesus, you begin to walk like him. You begin to talk like him. You begin to let, oh God, hallelujah. You begin to let everybody know you're kin to him. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. And I walked into a bank. Dad just died 2 years old, and I had to close for the minister. I had to go into the banks and close out all of his accounts. And when I walked in the bank, they said, you don't need no ID. We know who your father is. So when we walk with Jesus, when we come to the knowledge of the Son of God, then we want to be like him. We want to walk like him. And when we walk like him, then we'll become a perfect man. Because Jesus is a man. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He came down here and he went through stuff. When he went through it, he did not have to suffer. He did not bow. He did not commit adultery, fornication, none of that. He did. His number one was about the Father. Amen. So therefore, we want to get the knowledge of the Son of God until a perfect man, and then unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, my God. Right there, that takes us to a place. When I become Christ, I won't worry about can. When I become the fullness of Christ, I won't worry about what the devil can do. As I mentioned before, I don't go in churches in sanctuaries, speaking the devil, binding up the devil. Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And when I walk into a place, I am the light of the world because Jesus lives on the inside of me. And when he lives on the inside of me, the devil cannot stand around Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we become perfect, when we become, amen, to the level of the knowledge of Jesus the Christ, what he is, and let me tell you one thing, we can walk as Christ is. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I like what Peter did. When Peter looked over and saw Jesus in the midst of him, Jesus, Peter said, Jesus, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. In other words, he said, Lord, what you're walking on, what makes you capable of walking, caused me to do the same thing. The power that's operating with you, let it work with me. And Jesus said, work it. He says, look here, come on out here with the same power that I'm operating on. In the midst of a storm, the water is making noises, but look here, walk with me. I'm walking in the ability that God, the power that God has given me. Now, I'm commissioning you. So Jesus, I mean, Peter walked off, just stepped off the boat, and wow, looked around and said, man, okay. But the noise got to him, you know. He took his eyes off Jesus, you know. Some people say that Peter saw the storm and got disturbed. But what it was, when Peter took his eyes off the authority, right, off of right, the authorization, God, the abilities and capabilities right, to walk on the water, he had no support under him. Right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whenever he woke up and looked around and he said, you know, when he began, the Bible says he began to say, the moment he focused his eyes back on the power, back on the authority, back on the word of God, is the word. He took his eyes off the word. And when he put his eyes back on the word, the Bible says he can sing, but he never did say that he sang. Hallelujah. So what we need to do, amen, as the fivefold, we need to keep our eyes on the word. As long as we keep our eyes on the word, my king outstanding, WPGR, going to be outstanding, and every ministry that's represented on this line is going to be, amen, outstanding. Because what? Jesus said, you know, if my word abide in you, and you abide in my word, then ask what you will. Good God, hallelujah. But Isaiah 55, my word will not go out and return void. But it shall that which I said unto thee. For God set the word out on the water. Amen. Out in the raging sea. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't stretch out his hand for power. But still, the calmness came about. So I'm telling you tonight, I just thank God for this opportunity to be on My King's TV Blog Talk. And I thank God for the Archbishop and the Apostle. Amen. Have really joined the ranks. And all of you on this line, one way or the other, you're going to get television, radio, and as well, amen, get your ministry known all over the world. Okay, Archbishop, I'm giving it back to you. Not let someone have some comments, or questions.
I think Minister Julia Doctors, do you have anything to say before I speak?
No, I'm just very pleased that I had this opportunity to get on tonight and looking forward to other Thursday nights that we can share with all your listeners.
Amen. Amen. Again, you've been listening to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and I just really thank God for all of you who have taking the time to stop by to visit with us, and you have also heard the voice of Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays and Minister Dr. Julia, Dr. Amen, praise God. And, you know, we just really are so excited. They are to be here each and every Thursday night with us. But I just thank God for just an opportunity to fellowship. And I just want to pray, and then I'm going to just continue talking about image, the image. We are shaping and created in the image of God. Amen. And I just want to just call on the Holy Spirit now to help me through this next hour of the broadcast. Father God, I thank you, Father, for this, what you're doing across the nation of this great country called the United States of America. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace of Israel. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace of Jerusalem, Judah, all these people and places. I thank you, Father, for those that are serving you. I call upon your name, Lord God. We reverence you. We adore you, Lord God. We rejoice in your holy name, Father. Thou art holy, and thou art worthy to be praised above every other name or any other name. There's none like you, Lord God. You're so awesome, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for this great opportunity to share your word to your people. And through your people, your perfect will shall be done. So I thank you, Lord God, for energizing them and igniting them and putting that spark upon them and reminding them of who they are. Holy Spirit, I call on you now, and I command you now to just go into all the world and minister through the Spirit of God into these men and women of God. Ignite that spirit that's within them. Holy Spirit, we call on you now to move, to rule and super rule on tonight's broadcast. Hallelujah. Let them have that burning fire within their tummy, within their heart, within their belly. It says you're like fire shut up in their bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says Ezekiel saw the wheel. Ezekiel spoke, and he spoke to the dry bones, and he said, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Rise up and stand up on your feet and move in the name of Jesus Christ. So I command the Holy Spirit to ignite each and every man and woman, boy and girl that are listening to the sound of my voice tonight. And we just want to thank you, Lord God. Bless Dr. Mays. Lord God, bless his industry. Lord God, as he minister, Lord God, to so many people, Lord God, and around the world. And we thank you, Father, for his radio fellowship. And we thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for Minister Julia, Doctor, Lord God. We also want to pray for Dr. May's wife and it's all the ministerial staff, the prophets, Prophet McCullough. And I thank you, Lord God, also. I just want to pray also for, in the name of Jesus, my godson, Father, and his mother. They've just recently lost, you know, these three that I've called actually have lost a father, a grandfather, a sister, and an auntie, Father, the same day. And they don't know each other, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for each of the families that are in bereavement, Lord God, the Mays family, the Elliott family, hallelujah, the McClendon family, Lord God. And we pray for the Griffin family, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for all those across this nation who is also experiencing a great loss, a great heaviness is upon them at this time. Holy Spirit, lighten their heart and give them peace and rest. Let them know that you have them in the hollow of your arm. You have them, Lord God. You have this world in your hands, and you have them, and you understand their concern. Be with them, Lord God. Cheer them up, Lord God, during this time of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Let them cast their burdens upon you, Lord God, because you, Lord God, can make it light, because your burden is easy, Lord God. Your burden is light. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for this broadcast, and we thank God for each and every one that is tuning in to the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your holy name, and we call it done Thank you, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me now to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Amen, and amen. And after that, I will do a few announcements. Verse 26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image." You know, I always turn back to Genesis so that we can be reminded of who we are in God. You know what I'm saying? He created you in his own image after God's own likeness. So whether you're black or brown or light brown or high yellow or, you know, white or Chinese, Japanese, Korean, oh, my God, so many nations to call on, 279 countries of the world. I mean, it's so many people, so many tongues. You are created in the image of God. So look at the mirror. Look at your reflection. You are the image of God after God's own likeness. And he said, let them have dominion, you know, and that is our job, to take control of the word of God and spread it to the world. Turn now to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. And so the male has their position, and the woman, the female, has her position. Created he them. Amen? Hallelujah. God is not a respecter of persons. Amen? He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Genesis chapter 5, verse 3 reads, I love how Dr. Mays talk about the image of God. Amen? So I just thought I'd just stay in that same vein. Amen? Genesis 5, verse 3 reads, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image. And he called his name Seth. See, when we have children, when we ourselves have our own offspring from our men from their loins and women from their womb, the child looked just like the mama and it looks like the daddy. And in various factions, whether the ears got the same ears or the lips are the same or the eyes. But the child also have his own image and his own countenance. Amen. But he's also created in the image of God. Isn't that awesome? We duplicate ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that these days they're trying to clone everything. Man is always trying to be like God. Satan was trying to be like the Most High. We got to be careful with some things. But to be in the image of God is who we are. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, turn with me now to Exodus. Exodus chapter 23, I believe 24. It says, thou shalt not bow down to their God, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. See, God is a jealous God. In fact, one of his name is Jealous, capital J. He doesn't want you to, you know, do anything except to serve him and to worship him. Turn to Exodus chapter 20, and I just give you a few of the laws. They call it the Ten Commandments. Everybody kind of know it like that. It says, and God spake all these words. And he said, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods, small g, before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. I mean, anything you carve, you know, whether it's wood or stone or anything, you know. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father unto the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy sons, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy servants, strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God give thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise and the trumpet, and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak unto us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me, amen, gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen in all places where I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For it, if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. So to be in the image of God is a powerful thing. Amen. We have to follow these rules. And I can spend some time on just chapter 20 of Exodus, as God has given us these words through the hands and the voice of Moses and the writings of Moses. And now, you know, Moses wrote the Torah, you know, the first five books of the Bible, Torah. Anyway, God gave it to Moses, and it still stands today. Amen. A lot of people want to get rid of the Word of God. They don't want to see the commandments, you know, in their courthouse, in front of their courthouse. They don't want to see the commandments of God anywhere. Well, Satan don't want that to be known. Remember, Satan don't want you to be free. So all you doing is just going with the enemy wants to destroy you with, by you not having the knowledge of God. But see, God is something else. His word is going to stand with or without you. Amen? God is no respecter of people, of persons. He's not. He'll reign on the just and the unjust. Ain't that something? You know, they say, well, if God is so this, that, and the third, why does he do all that? And why does he allow that? Well, if you follow his commandments, you'll find yourself being blessed by God. And those are the commandments that we, that basically it allows us to live a long and prosperous life. Amen. It's not by our works why, you know, God bless us. You know, it's by following his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, and by faith, you know. But we are in God's own image. So he wants us to be like God because we look like him. When he looks upon us, he sees himself. Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness. He loves us so much. Turn to another scripture that talks about image in 1 Samuel chapter 19. I love Samuel, man. We're actually going to do a film, a movie, dealing with this man. Now, this is talking about King David's wife that was, you know, she finally did something good for David. She hid him from her father. Amen. Verse 13 says, and Michal took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair, amen, and for his brothel and covered it with a cloth. Amen. So when Saul and his, you know, send his people to go get David, you know, they said that he was sleeping and stuff. You know the story. But she saved and spared his life, so he had a chance to escape. Turn to Job chapter 4, verse 16. Job chapter 4, verse 16. And there's many, many scriptures that talk about the image of God and your image, the image of not worshiping the idols, not worshiping anything. God don't want you to create even an image of him. You know, it's a commandment. You know, and I'm very concerned that there's so many images of, you know, the holy things of God. God says we're not supposed to do these things, you know. And, you know, you can't say to people, don't do that, but all I say is what the Word of God says. God says, don't do it. I don't want to offend anyone's religion, but you have to, you know, follow the Word of God for you to be blessed and healed and have good success while you yet live in the land of living. And so every little thing is important, like the Sabbath day, for example. You know, it's not just a Jewish thing or anything like that. It's a commandment so that we can, our bodies can be healed. Our bodies regenerate itself every time we, you know, work a full day and then we go to sleep. We rest, right? So our bodies, all the cells and everything within our bodies, you know, duplicate itself. You know, the old cells gets, you know, all the old stuff has gone away through the vessels, the blood vessels and so forth. All the things that we don't need get purged out. The cells recreate itself and splits and all that during the time of while you're resting in the first realm stage of sleep, second realm and the third realm and the fourth realm. You're resting, dreaming and all that. Your body is healing itself. So the Sabbath is just a day of rest. It's really keeping it simple, you know. I like saying keep it simple success, you know what I mean? I don't like to put negative connotations on anything, but we have to understand God, he rested. And so if we're created in his image, we should do like God. We're little gods, right? But we're not supposed to worship other little gods, you know. We're supposed to worship only the God, amen? Job chapter 4, verse 16 says that it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall a mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Amen. It's kind of like Satan wanted to be like the Most High. Now, this is a creature that God created for his glory. You know, so he could talk to him, you know, share stuff, you know. So it says that, you know, when it comes to Lucifer, God told him his heart. He told him everything concerning man. Lucifer knows everything. He knows God. God, the Word, he knows the Word. And that creature wanted to be God, you know. And there's a lot of men that wants to be God. I'm serious. They do. They literally, they have a God power thing, you know. But we're not supposed to worship man. And I found in the church in Christendom that there are a lot of people that are worshiping their pastor. You don't do that. You should worship God. You can bless a pastor, but don't worship that man or woman. You don't do. You gotta be very careful. And it's, and some pastors, they're motivational speakers. They have this. They know they have this power over the people. They gotta be careful with the power God has given to them, that anointing and stuff. They gotta be very careful that they don't be taking the place of God or for the people, because the people belongs to God. You know, God will take you out. Let's turn to Psalms 73, verse 20. We are in the image of God, you know, but we're not to be God. You know what I'm saying? We're not to be God. We have to give God his props. It says that God is a very jealous God, you know. He doesn't share his glory with no man, man, woman, boy, girl. He doesn't share his glory with anyone or anything in heaven or on earth. Think about it. The angels surrounds God with just praises all day and all night, worshiping God, glorifying. That's their job, man. And they don't have a choice. We human beings that is shaped and created in the image of God has a choice whether we want to worship God or not, whether we want to even consider him or not. That's something. The angels who are created higher than man has to worship God. Amen. Amen. Verse 20, Psalm 73, verse 20 says, as a dream when one wakened, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Okay? So as a dream, when one awakens, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. That's David talking to God. David said some serious prayer, man. He does some warfare prayer. And the songs that he's saying, he instructed God how he felt about things. You know, it's just awesome. David was something else. He's a mighty, mighty, valiant man, man. Turn to another section that talks about image, Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. I love King David, man. But we have to understand who we are in God. And if you know that you are shaping in the image of God, and, you know, some people are very, you know, they don't like how they look. They don't like their hair. God created your hair to be perfect in the way if it was kinky and curly. That's a strong hair. If it's straight and wiry, that's awesome. That's how God created you. Amen. You know, whether you're blonde or you got red hair, if you got freckles on your face, you know, some people, they're albinos and stuff. I mean, they're, you know, it's they're in between black and white, I guess you would say, but they're really like you know, albino, you know, and yet they don't like how they look. But God created you that way for his divine purpose, man. Isaiah 41, verse 29. I just want to encourage you that God didn't make any mistake when he made you. You know, he made your lips thick, or he made your lips real thin, or he made your lips pink, or he made it black, or he made your complexion that can get a tan, or you have a lot of melanin in your skin. And, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, it's perfect. And when God created you for his glory. And I will talk about the reason why different people have different shades in a minute. Let's read Isaiah 41, verse 29. It says that, behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten image are wind and confusion. Amen. the reason why, you know, when if you look at Africa, when people live in a certain area where the sun, where the equator is, they have a darker hue because of, it's like, I guess the sun bearing down on the skin makes the pigment darker, right? But the more you move away from the sun, the lighter your complexion become, as well as your hair. Your hair also changes in its complexion. So the further away from the equator, like you're going all the way up to Iceland, you'll find that the people have a lighter complexion, lighter, all the way across to Europe and all of that. They have different color, you know, and they could be white, but they have a darker hue. You know, they call themselves, you know, Eurocentric, you know, and then they have the Afrocentric. But from black comes all shades of color of the world, of yellow pigmentation and red pigmentation. It's awesome. But that's all God. It's awesome. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? I remember that in England, I think it was in the 70s, I was watching the television station, and there was a black gentleman, right? He was married to a white female. And so here you have two different people with two different pigmentations, and they had twins. And the twin, it was two girls, I recall, and one of the girls were this really black or darker hue, and she had thin, like Eurocentric features. They would say because she had the straight nose, the thin lips, and the straight long hair, right? Well, see, that's not really necessarily Eurocentric features, because if you go into Ethiopia, you will see in Ethiopia they have beautiful, darker hue people with very thin lips and very straight nose, very narrow face, and very straight long hair flowing. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. You got to go and check it out. So that's not necessarily Eurocentric features, but most people want to say equated to that, right? Then the other daughter that they had was a lighter complexion, they would call white, you know, and she now had the thick lips, the thick lips, and a broader nose, and the higher cheekbones, like the Afrocentric. You know, they would say the thicker lips and all of that is more Afrocentric, around the eyes and so forth, and the thick hair, and her hair was kinky, more curly, twisted, curly, tight to the scalp. It was weird, right? Just amazing, man. As they were featured, they were in England. It was amazing. I thought that was just a beautiful thing. So from a black man came two different shades of color, features, and everything else, and it's still today. You can never, ever get rid of that. Sometimes some people that are Eurocentric have children that have a darker hue. They're like, where did they come from? Like my grandfather, you know, he's a white, you know, Eurocentric man, yet my complexion is brown. And where'd she come from? I was the one that had all African features, man, like kinky hair and all that, man. I'm telling you, I look like, I don't know if anybody knows Angela Davis, but you do something with my hair and the humidity goes, and I mean, I have it all straightened out, and I'm looking all good, I'm looking fly, straight long hair, you know, just flowing, man. But get some rain up in there, and I got, bam, big old afro. And get tight. I'm like, oh my goodness. Kinky. Oh my goodness. Amen. But praise God. I had to deal with it. I love it. So we're shaping in the image of God. Are we created? You got to appreciate what God has given you, the richness of you. Some of you have, I remember in Iceland, I had a friend. She was a darker woman, a very dark complexed woman. You know, she was a sailor. And she married the civilian there in Iceland, in Reykjavik. And he had red hair. Now, where he come from? See, the Vikings in Iceland were all blonde hair. It was just a sea of blonde hair people, right? And here you have Eric from the Leif family. The Vikings, the Leif family and the Leifs. Anyway, Eric, he had red hair. And he was the only one out of all that blondness, right? And he had a darker feature, you know. But, you know, he loved this woman and he married her. And then when they had a baby, they had a white complected child with blonde hair. You know, it was really amazing how good God is. You know what I'm saying? So you got to appreciate everything you are, whether you have blue eyes or hazel eyes or brown eyes or light brown or, you know, oh, my God, it's just spectacular, you know, just to look out your image and see how beautiful God created you to be. Amen. Just appreciate who you are right now. If you never appreciated yourself, just go in the mirror and look. While I'm talking, you know, just look at yourself and look at all the features and how perfect your pigmentation is. And, you know, you may have some freckles and all this other stuff. It's perfect in the eyes of the Lord. Another scripture that talk about image. Let's run down to Matthew. All right, let's go to Matthew. Amen. So the image of how God created you is perfect in every way. You know, so stay encouraged. You know, don't be discouraged because someone don't like how you look. Well, you know, that's their problem. That's what they have to deal with. But you're the way you were made and created was for God's glory. Think about that. You were made for God's glory. Okay, so Matthew 22, verse 20 says, "And he said unto them, who is this image?" And so Jesus was asking. Now let me read because I can explain this one and this subscription. Oh, he's talking about Caesar. Okay, all right. So the question was. Let me see. Then when the Pharisees, verse 15, and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, right, saying, "Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money." And they brought unto him a penny, and he said unto them, "Who is this image and subscription?" And they said unto him, "Caesar." Then said he unto them, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's." Okay, so basically they wanted, was trying to entangle him with, should he pay taxes or not, or should the people pay taxes? And if he had said not to do that, you know, they would have jacked him up. Jesus was so wise, amen. He asked him, "What is the image?" You know, and we still today have that in on our money and all of that. And we have, in America, anyway, they have a section of words that says at the top, "In God We Trust," and then you have the image of one of the presidents of the United States. You know, and I think there's a woman was recognized in one of the coins and so forth. But anyway, we have that image and so forth, amen, to all, every different coins in America. And symbols on the back, and there's, everything has the date and the date it was made, and the Treasury Department who signed it, the Secretary of the Treasury, he signs, and so on and so forth. But the image is an impression to remind you of who you're serving, or you know, what the country you're in, or something like that. The image on a coin is for that country. Usually, it's a president or prime minister or something of that country or that nation. So Jesus is saying, with the image of the on that money, you know, whatever belongs to Caesar. If the money belongs to Caesar, the taxes belong to Caesar. Give to Caesar. But he also says, what belongs to God, you should give to God. So God said in Exodus 20, this is all God wanted us to do, is to honor him by keeping these commandments, the judgments, and the statutes. This is God's own image, keeping his word, keeping truth, having faith in God. Amen. So this is a powerful statement, what Jesus said to these people and to us today, that we are to pay our taxes, pay our tithes and our offerings and so forth. There's a lot of power that was stated in that one sentence. Amen. Give unto Caesar what is due unto Caesar, or render unto Caesar what is the things which are Caesar, and unto God the things which are God's. Amen. Oh, praise God. Now, why are we talking about image today? I just, like I said, just wanted to extract a little bit from what Dr. Mays has brought to us last week, and we replayed the recording this week. Very powerful man of God. He was scheduled for today, but God allowed him to be, you know, he's so, you know, everybody wants him, I tell you, and, you know, God allowed him to be at another conference, and I was expecting him to call in by now, but I'm going to continue moving on. Acts chapter 19, verse 35. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Again, I want to welcome everyone that's tuned in to the sound of my voice. We have Kingdom Fellowship, King James Radio Network. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you all. All the guests that's on the chat room, I thank you for tuning in. And we had an additional, I think, 300 new people that came in, and I just want to thank you all, because I don't see your numbers before or your names before, so I thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. Amen. And Blog Talk Radio is so significant. They're able to tell us that our audience is growing, and I really appreciate you all coming and listening to the Word of God tonight. Amen. I mean, I was going to, I think it was Acts chapter 19, verse 35, and it says, "And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, 'Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesus, the Ephesian, is a worshiper of the great goddess Diane and of the image which fell down from Jupiter?'" Amen. All right. And I remember one time I was reading through the scriptures, and I actually realized that some of the kings of Israel actually caused their wives to make Israel to sin against God by worshiping these idol gods. And one of the king was King Ahab, who was married to Jezebel, and these same idols still stand today, and, you know, people are, they're caught between two opinions. They worship these idols and these images even still today. God gets very upset with that. Remember the story when Moses came down, and before he came down, before, you know, because he always went to the up into the mountains to commune with God, to ask God questions. He was very a curious type of a person, and he always was seeking God, and God's was speaking to him at that time, giving him the Ten Commandments, which I read to you. And God told him to go down because you know, when a pastor leaves, you know, the sheep, they scatter. They start listening to every wind of doctrine. And although his brother Aaron was left in charge and his sister was left in charge, they were persuaded by the people to create a golden calf. And they started worshiping the calf and dancing and doing all kind of stuff. And God got upset and wroth, and so he sent Moses back down. And when Moses saw that they were worshiping this idol, this image, and calling that image God, you know, Moses got very angry, and it caused Moses to sin because he destroyed the Ten Commandments. He didn't think they were worthy to hear God's word, or, you know, and because of that and a couple other things Moses did, Moses never got to see the promised land, although he led those people through all of that drama, you know. God do not want you to worship anything except himself, and that's why he said don't create any image, any carven image or anything else like that, you know, whether it's of animals or things on earth or in the heavens. Don't do it, because you look to that image or that idol and you worship it. Some people worship their cars. Some people worship money, as Jesus was talking about, that, you know, the image that's on that coin. Some people worship that. I'm serious. They just go 9 to 5. They workaholic. They do everything, get all the education just for the money. Some people have songs that say it's just for the money. You got to be careful that you don't even, you know, worship. Some people worship their children. They put all kind of stuff into their that child, and the child grow up not even caring about anything that they even put into their hands, whether it's football or, you know, want them to be a star or a model or, you know, pageants. And I'm serious, a lot of people, a lot of parents really idolize their children. Amen. They'll do all kind of things for their children. Amen. You got to be careful that you only want to worship the one true God, the one true living God, because God is the living God. Amen. He will do something for you. He will hear when you cry. He'll hear your prayers, and he will answer. Those idol gods and those wooden images that are carved, you know, time and time again, they've been tested and proved that they can't do anything for you. They can't. They're made by man's hand. You made them. How are they going to do something for you? You know, it's kind of silly. It's like an oxymoron. Amen. So let's go on down to Romans, the Romans road. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. And we're almost at the end of tonight's broadcast. I'm going to give a few announcements before I turn in for the night. Amen. Praise God. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. Okay. It said that, change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to bird and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness, thoughts, and the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And amen. And we have to be very careful of who it is that we're serving. You know, don't worship your pastor and idolize him as God, either male or female. I have to be very careful to make sure that I don't think of myself too much than I ought to think, because the position of, that God has placed me to be a steward of his word. You got to be very careful. And a lot of people, you know, start thinking that they're, you know, great because they, you know, have this great exhortation, you know. They can exhort the word and, you know, there's a great orator and they can, you know, just, you know, bring captivate an audience with their voice. I mean, some people have that. They could command their voice and the people pay attention, man, and they have this kind of like a spell over the people, the whole audience. I mean, they could be talking to 2,000 people, 5,000, 10,000. They got this awe about them. Kind of like with the people that in Europe, they call them the Pope. When he comes to the presence of the Pope, man, the people, man, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's a big deal, you know, but we still can't worship him as God. You know what I'm saying? You have to be very careful that we don't worship man as God, you know, because God, you know, gave him that power and that position for God's own glory. God has raised up kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers for God's own glory. Amen? Amen. So just be careful. Don't worship anyone. Don't idolize anyone. Try your best just to honor people, you know what I'm saying, give them their respect. You know, it is a certain way. When the President of the United States come into a room, everyone's supposed to stand up. You know, it's giving respect to the office of the presidency, you know what I'm saying? But we don't want to worship him. That's why I love the United States, because of how they only allow a person to be elected only, but I believe, a four-year term, and they can do a second four-year term, you know, but they never will be a king, you know, ever. They're the forefathers that founded this nation, this great nation, just did not want that to ever happen, you know what I mean? Because there's some kings become like dictators and, you know, really, really mean to the people and so forth, you know? Amen. Oppressing the people. So I love America, man, giving everybody an opportunity to run this great country. Anyone could be president of the United States that is born on this soil. You know, that's awesome, man. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans 8, verse 29. And I'm praying that you're understanding how important it is not to, you know, create any image, you know, that would, you know, you would worship more than God. Verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Amen? Amen. Amen. And verse 29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's a deep thought there, you know. God knows who you are, and he called you. Amen? And you're in the image of God. And that whole Romans 8 is a powerful scripture. That's another one that we always read every time we come together in our ministry. You know, just remembering, you know, the promises, you know, is the Roman road, I call it. But I love it. I love it. Turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll read another scripture. There's hundreds and hundreds of scripture that talk about the image of God, the image, the good ones and the bad ones, what you are to do with it and what you are not to do with it. Just don't put nothing before God, your creator. Amen. Just worship God and God alone. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7 says, "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. Mm-hmm. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither is the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God." Amen? Amen. Those are some instructions about how we ought to, you know, act and so forth. And these old sayings, I think if we follow them, you know, it'll be healing for our soul and, you know, how we react to things and how we treat others and stuff. There's some very good points, you know what I'm saying? Some of them may be confusing, but I think if they're confusing to you, you ask of God and then you take time to read the word with someone else, a priest or pastor. Some evangelists are very good people that can break down the word of God, you know, some missionaries and ministers, you know, and ask for help, and they'll help you try to break down the thoughts of it. And it's so funny, anyone and everyone can read the same scripture and have a different thought about it. Isn't that God? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Amen. "Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruptible. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That is such a powerful scripture, y'all. It talks about so much, you know. I mean, it's this very deep. I love it. The image of God, we are created in the image of God. That's who we are. Amen. And this scripture is even letting us know that not all of us are going to sleep. Not everybody is going to die. You know what I'm saying? But our bodies cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It is our spirit, our soul. You understand? We have to understand. We have to nourish the spirit, the Holy Spirit. We have to, you know, understand the word of God. We have to study to show ourselves approved. Amen. Amen. So we can make our election sure. Amen. Praise God. I just, again, want to thank you all for tuning in to the sound of my voice. You've been listening to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and My Kings TV. And I thank you all, you know, for coming to the table with me to reason with the Word of God. I thank you for your you know, time in your visitation. You know, the Word of God states that my children know my voice. So the voice of God is the Word of God that we're reading. So you are all the sons of God, the children of God, you know, creating in His image. And when you hear the voice of God, you're going to enter in and feel, you know, refreshed and so forth, and be strengthened again to go back out there into the world. Amen. For the saving of this nation. Amen. A few more scriptures, and then I'll do the announcements and play some music and end tonight's broadcast. Amen. 2 Corinthians, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see what that has to say. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, I believe. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Isn't that powerful? Hebrews chapter 1. Let's go to Hebrews. I'm jumping. Then we go to Revelation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, let's read 1 to 3. A God who at sundry time and in diverse manner spake in times past unto the Father by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 And turn to Hebrews 10, verse 1. Hebrews 10, verse 1. Hebrews 10, verse 1. All right. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereof perfect. Amen. But we're not perfect by law, but we're perfect through Jesus Christ, through his blood. Jesus Christ had to die on Calvary's cross for our sins, man, so that we could have been reconciled back to God. Amen. Sin is identified by the law. Amen. If we didn't have law, we wouldn't know that we sin. Ain't that funny? Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. And it says here that, and deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And some scary times here. We're talking about the last days and, you know, and what is to come. It's not here yet, but it is to come. I tell you, it's something else. Let me read the whole thing. And this is, I love reading Revelations, man. It's a lot of people don't like reading Revelations, but it really, you know, John was able to write it down for us. Chapter 13. Oh, my God. My goodness. 12 and 13 is powerful. But anyway, let's read 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven horns and ten horns, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. You know? See, Satan give people power and authority. You know what I'm saying? People say he doesn't, but I'm telling you, as I was saying yesterday, some people have sold their soul to the devil. You know, don't do that. But some people have done that, and you see them become very wealthy and stronger and stronger. You have to really be careful, you know, what you say out of your mouth. Verse 3 said, and I saw one of the his head as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blaspheming against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and all tongues and all nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds was healed. And he does great wonders,
so that he make fire come down from the heavens on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beasts, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beasts which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship him, worship the image of the beast, should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he had that mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. This mark is the 666. Amen. Well, we got to be careful about these images, and that's why God commanded us not to worship an image. Amen. Thou shalt have no image, you know, thou shalt not have no image in heaven or in the earth. I just want to pray for you all tonight. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing this broadcast. I pray for everyone that has heard the sound of my voice and heard your words, Father. I pray, Lord God, that they were enlightened and enriched and they get understanding. And if they don't have understanding and wisdom, that they should ask of you, Lord God. Grant unto them the understanding of your words, Father. Hallelujah. They seek first the kingdom of God, Lord God, and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and they tell men and women, boys and girls, about you, your glory, your purpose, that you love them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Save their soul, Lord God. And if somebody wants to accept you, Lord God, through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, let them accept you right now, giving their hearts, their mind, their body, their soul, their spirit unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. To worship you and your perfect will. I thank you, Lord God. I honor you, and I bless your holy name. You're so worthy, Lord God, to be praised. You're so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I bless your holy name. Bless each and every one. And again, Lord God, we want you to remember those that are in bereavement, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you'll just heal them, Lord God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Let them remember the good times for the people that they have lost, their loved ones that has gone on before. Bless them, Lord God, I pray. I thank you, Father, for this night. Amen. Bless the broadcast and those that are coming in to listen to the broadcast through the archives. We thank you, Lord God. Pray for Dr. Mays, Lord God, and bless the works of his hand as well, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you. I praise you. And amen. Thank you.
This line is now off hold.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.